the addictive thing becomes valued at a higher degree than, say, social contact. So if in the old days when I was, before I was in recovery from food addiction, when I was at a party, I looked like I was mixing with people, but all of my attention was actually on the buffet table.
Oh, boy. Well, I'm certain a lot of people can identify and relate with that.
I have company. I know I do.
Yes, yes. And especially this time of the year, it's unfortunate that so many positive family activities are just oriented around a very large meal.
That's right. In fact, one of the exercises in the book is to list the holidays of the year that don't involve a particular type of food or eating.
Certainly a short list.
Yeah. St. Patrick's Day? Oh, no, there's one for that.
I'm certain.
Yeah, right. But this is the big eating time of the year, and this is a really hard time for, it's a hard time for food addicts in recovery. Mm-hmm. And it is a really hard time for people with an appetite disorder and food addiction that's not in recovery.
Well, now, ladies and gentlemen, with this way, with this approach to eating, I'm trying to avoid the D word here. With this approach to eating, you take many baby steps, and you won't be thrown off because too many changes were thrown at you or required too soon. There's a phrase you have in the book. It's simple, but it's not easy.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's so clever. It is simple. It's very simple and basic. I mean, you don't have to buy anything special. You don't have to get rid of anything special. But it does take an effort. It takes some change. And you provide more than enough charts to facilitate their easy progress. And that's very helpful. You sort of touch on everybody's learning modality. You know, those who like to have a lot of those aids will certainly appreciate it. You also have a disclaimer. Would you like to share your disclaimer?
Well, as with any any food change or any habit change, although this is more than a habit, it's wise to seek your doctor's advice. Make sure that the changes you're making aren't going to cause you trouble. And if you're a diabetic on insulin, then it is important to just keep monitoring that, because what happens with people on my program is their blood sugars start returning to normal. So it's something to really keep an eye on.
Now, you provide an excellent chart. For those of you who want to say, well, where does the diet that one uses on a regular basis, for example, eating right for your blood type or the zone diet, where do those approaches fit in the total scheme of things with relationship to Ann Catherine's approach? And she provides a wonderful chart. I forget the page, but it sort of lets you know. Well, why don't you tell them what the chart does?
I'm glad you brought this up, Parthenia, because during the break I was saying, oh, I made it sound like diet is a four-letter word. And I'm not saying that. I'm just saying it's not the first step.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is, most of the time, people go to the diet as the first step. It's much later, after these other steps are taken, that a diet can work. A diet can work once the appetite disorder has been treated and is calm. When the appetite is calm, then a diet can work. And after that diagnostic process of determining which of the seven imbalances are your own personal imbalance, then there's a diet for each category.
It's amazing how you just ended that sentence in such a timely manner. We're going to pick up with that when we get back. You're listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard. Our program is sponsored by Alternative Medicine Therapies. My main office is in the Tubala Plaza building, Suite 300 in Bala Cynwyd, Pennsylvania. Visit our website at www.amtherapies.com or call the office at 610-687-6184 for appointments. 610-660-7710 for general information. Also, if you want to call in and ask a question of our guest, call 610-664-4100. Stay tuned for our return with author Ann Catherine, How to Make Any Diet Work.
Why should you passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments? It's time to take charge of your life with preventive measures. Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies at 610-660-7710 for an initial consultation. Alternative Medicine Therapies offers a holistic approach to preventive care, unlike conventional medicine that tries to correct the illness that exists instead of preventing it altogether. Don't let anyone tell you that your situation is hopeless. Alternative medicine therapies like iridology, kinesiology, reflexology, energy medicine, which includes Qi Li therapy, acupressure, and psychological consultations has an amazing track record of positive results. Why suffer when alternative medicine therapies with psychologist Parthenia Izard is here to help? Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies today for an initial consultation at 610-660-7710 and visit their website at www.amtherapies.com. And don't miss Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom, psychologist Parthenia Izard's radio program each Saturday morning at 8 on AM 860 WWDB.
Don't passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments. Listen to me, Parthenia Izard, every Saturday morning at 8 for Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom. I am a local natural healthcare practitioner and psychologist. I will show you alternative paths toward health with an holistic approach. Don't miss Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, Parthenia Izard, every Saturday morning at 8, only on AM 860 WWDB.
You're listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izard. Do visit our website to participate in my blog so I can get your feedback. Again, between now and January, we will be changing our format or our start time to 9 a.m. because we're going to be expanding into an international program, which will be streamed during the date, and I will let you know when that's going to actually occur. Today, we're talking with author Ann Catherine, How to Make Any Diet Work. Okay, you talk about the second major cause of appetite disorder. You want to touch base with that just briefly, and then we'll go on to the next thing.
All right. The second major cause is an NPY imbalance, having too much neuropeptide Y. It's a very powerful appetite stimulator. It has been recorded as having as much as 50 times more appetite stimulation than just ordinary a person having an ordinary appetite. If their NPY is excessive, then they'll have 50 times more of an appetite. And this is not the kind of appetite that can be talked away or thought through. This is a chemical inside the body that is driving a person to eat.
Mm-hmm.
So a person has to do things to make that quiet down and to build up the corresponding peptide YY, PYY, which is a natural appetite soother. So when a person has too much NPY and not enough PYY, then their eating is going to be excessive, and it's not something they can help. The way to fix it is to alter the balance of those chemicals.
Okay, now you make a good list of how to heal the brain. I believe you refer to it as healing the brain.
Mm-hmm.
And you talk about several different things. Now, folks, you think I'm covering a lot in this book, and I haven't even scratched the surface. So I don't even feel that I'm going to give away too much that's in the book. Not even close. And I feel like I'm holding myself back from rushing to try to get as much in as possible. But you do talk about regular nutrition. You talk about consistent blood sugar, ample supplies of protein, practices that reduce perception of threat, eating things high in tryptophan, protein. You talk about a 50-50 balance, eating every 2 to 3 hours, not having simple carb snacks. There's a lot that you suggest, but you do suggest something, and I think that's very important.
Yes, every suggestion in the book is related to some chemical process in the brain. Some are one-to-one. You do this, and it changes this. Mm-hmm. And some have a broader effect. You eat this, and it fixes this, this, and this. We can actually become more stress-proof by eating certain foods, mm-hmm. so that we're not only reducing threat. For example, one way to reduce threat is to become less perfectionistic. That takes a behavior change or an attitude change. But we can actually also eat foods that reduce our vulnerability to stress. I was going somewhere, but I forgot where I was going with that.
Well, this is the perfect holiday for one of the things that you suggest, eating on a regular basis.
Yes. And, oh, that reminds me, in your introduction, you were talking about seeds. Sesame seeds mm-hmm. are also a really good source of tryptophan, mm-hmm. which is a satiety, which promotes the manufacture of a satiety chemical in the body and reduces stress. So you can get more than one benefit from sesame seeds.
I'll even talk about eating turkey and eating that. Well, we know that has chock full of tryptophan.
Yes.
And the pumpkin seeds also. So mm-hmm. there are a lot of things that she talks about that gives you inspiration and guidance along this path. And it's certainly an excellent book to get. And I want you to share with the listeners some pearl of wisdom to wrap up your time with us. Some words of wisdom.
Don't try to do this alone. Mm. Find a buddy. If you want to work with this book, find a buddy, and with that buddy, go through the steps one step at a time. It will allow you to change the way your chemicals actually operate inside your body in a gradual, healthy way.
Well, very good. And remember, it's simple, but it's not easy.
I can't take credit for that. I wanted to say that's been around.
I wanted to say
that. One recovery programs have been using that slogan for years, so I don't want to take credit for that.
Oh, okay. Well,
but
very
thanks.
Good, though. But thank you so much, Anne, for this morning, and we're going to have you come back again, so don't disappear.
All right, Parthenia, I won't disappear.
Thanks so much. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, the herb of the day today is Cascara Sagrada. The part that's used medicinally is its bark. Some of the phytochemicals include aloimodin, barbaloin, cassanthronol, malic acid, myristic acid. Some of the nutrients include calcium, iron, linoleic acid, magnesium, manganese, phosphorus, potassium, selenium, silicon, zinc, vitamins B1, B2, B3, and C. It acts as a colon cleanser and laxative, effective for colon disorders, constipation, and parasitic infestation. Tastes very bitter when taken as a tea. Today's yoga asana is Parapurna Navasana. You sit in Dadasana. With an exhalation, you raise the legs to 60 degrees and lower the trunk by 30 degrees. Simultaneously, raise the arms to shoulder level and stretch them toward the legs. Keep the palms facing each other. Balance on the front of the buttock bones. Elongate the trunk toward the head and the legs toward the feet. Keep the knees and elbows locked. Lift the chest and look toward the feet. Do not tense the abdomen. Stay for from 20 to 30 seconds, breathing evenly, and come down. The benefits include reducing the load on the heart, massaging and improving the blood flow to the abdominal and pelvic organs. And one of the indicators would be gastrointestinal and pelvic organ disorders. I want you to check the website to see who our guest is going to be next weekend. It may be a rebroadcast, but check the website to find out. The following week, the 9th, we will have Dr. Barbara Collins, author of It's Your Turn, and you will find out about how to make it your turn. The herb will be catnip and the asana, Janu Sirsasana. We want to invite you to intern on the program, send current events, items, and morsels of wisdom from young people about anything related to wellness, wholeness, and wisdom. You can email your articles or recordings to me at consult@amtherapies.com. We invite you to participate in the blog, subscribe to our newsletter, download our radio programs, see who our future guests will be, find out what we are all about. Wellness, wholeness, and wisdom. Be well.
AM 860 is WWDB Philadelphia.